Simen Shin Beis Seif Tes. Be'ezus Hashem, today in this Seif, we will start to learn the halachas of Hilchis Melabin. These halachas include two kinds of halachas. One halacha, isu to Melabin, is to clean, what we call today, to laundry clothes, and it's divided into two. When you actually take them and clean them, rinse them, and laundry them, or even when you soak them in water, this is called shriye, is also we call shriyosai zeu kibusai. Not only if you rub it one against each other, just even if you soak it in water, it's called shriyosai zeu kibusai. This halacha is also in clothes that are made from material, from linen, wool, silk, and also clothes that are made from leather, what we call oir. But there's a difference in the halacha. In a beggar that is made from material, we have a halacha shriyosai zeu kibusai. And beggar that is made from oir is no halacha shriyosai zeu kibusai, only the kibus is also. So we'll see first the mechaber, and then we'll see the akdome of the Mishneh Brura. Mutol liten mayim al gabi minol, a shoe that is made from leather, l'shachechoy. You're allowed to soak him in water if he's not sewed in strings that are made from wool or cotton or linen. So if the shoe is made from leather, you're allowed to soak him in water. Aval chapsoy, dehainu shifshuf tzidoy zeazabezeh, to rub one side against each other is called kibus osu. Aval beged, different clothing, sheyeshel of lichuch that has dirt on it. Also, afilu l'shachichoy. L'shachichoy. You're not allowed to soak it in water. Zehu kibusoy. This is called kibus. Elo mekanchoy b'smartot b'kal v'le b'deichak penischoy. But, zog de ramo, beged she'ein olav lichluch if it doesn't have the dirt. Mutar litan olav mayim mu'otim. There's no isu shriyosoy zehu kibusoy. If he puts on a beged noki water. To rub it is also. But, to put on it water, shriyosei zeu kibusoi is no isur on beged noki. Veloim irubim, but a lot of water you're not allowed to. Shema yischait is a different gzere de rabbana. Veyesh oisrim b'chol inyan. Even if it's a clean beged, it's a isur of shriyosei zeu kibusoi. So we'll start to see first the akdom of the Mishneh Brura to this halacha. The Mishneh Brura is in Seif Kotten Lametes. Muto. Inei kedei levayer es divrei eilu ashnei ha-seifim. To mevayer these two seifim, Seif Tes and Seif Yud, I have to say a small akdoma, the Mishneh Brura brings down. Vizui. The first akdoma is Amelamed, Amelaben, whom Ovis Meloch is one of the Lametes, Ovis Meloch, Amelaben. Melaben is white, making it white, making the beged clean. Velibun Shach ben Betzemer and wool, ben Bepishton and linen, Ubechol Sharminim Shedarkom Lislaben, that they become white and clean. וליבון מיקרי בכל דובר שדרך הצמר והפישטון להסלאבן על ידי זה. ומה שנויגים שמניחים חתיך הספישטון לאחר הריגוסי בחמו, וזרק עליו מים כדי שיסלאבן. He takes a new piece of linen after he makes it ready, and he pours in it some water, and he puts it in the sun to dry. גם זהו בכלל מלאבן. ושיעורי בחוץ שהוא אורך ארבע תפוחים. This is the shear of the string. The Biraloch is ma'arich that he takes it's a Tiferes Yisroel, he takes a new piece of linen, puts it in water and dries it in the sun, it's called melabe. Biraloch speaks out, so why in every beged, the aloch is allowed to dry it in the sun. You're not allowed to put it close to a fire that is Yatzi Ledes. Why it's not called melabe? It also becomes cleaner. Maybe we'll say only in a beged chodosh, not in a beged yoshon. Biraloch is ma'arich when it's mutar, when it's osu. Maybe every beged yoshon, if you put it even close to the fire, b'mokim she'yatzi ledes, Yubichayev also has mevashen and also has melaben, but in our misgeres and this seif will not go into that part of the aloche. The second akdome, hamechabes godim, havi told of melaben vechayev. If he cleans them, he washes them. Vechen asoich them. If he squeezes out the water, shaschite gam ke mitzorchi kibus. Vuad in the kibus shayich boires harakim, in soft ones. Vyeshoim af bekoshim, even in harder kind of oil. Letter. Ach yeshchiluk ben oiris lebeged. And this is Be'ethem, the halacha that we're going to learn today. The Ba'iris Lemikri Kibus Ashir Kibus Gomu, side to side, he rubs them. Or we'll see later in the Birur Halacha, even without rubbing them one against each other, but if he rubs it and he scrubs it, it's also called kibbutz. But only that. Ubevgodim, not only that. Kaimon shriyosim b'mayim zeo kibbutzim v'shchayim mishum kim chabes, even if he just soaks it in water. Loishno b'godim levonim, loishno tzvuim achroinim. Akdome gimel. Behode yi kaimelon, the shriyosim y'kibbutzim, and it's also in shar b'godim. יש דרס בפויסקי. יש אומרים, it's only also דווקא כשיש איזה דובר ליחלוך על הבגד. והשריע מעביר על ליחלוך. אבל אם אין שום ליחלוך, it's clean, ואפילו השחר מחמס לבישו, it's black because you wore it, but it's no dirt on top of it, לא ימיקרי קיבוס על די שריע לבד. And a clean בגד is no איסוף שריוסי זהו קיבוסי. אם לא יש מחפסו ממש, that he ממש cleans it, או שסריך תמס ממהם, but mikol mekayim also la'ashrois min rabban in a lot of water. In a lot of water, it's also gezeres shemayav leschita. But in a little bit of water, bimuto. This is the first sheet. Ve'yesh ha'imrim da'afilu ein aleim lichluch klal. Amrin in shriyosu mikibusam. One sheet is only when it's dirt is shriyosu zeu kibusam, and the second sheet holds even if it's not dirt. Ach kol ze davki muderech kibus. Aval imuderech lichluch. Kigoin, like Shanoit al Yodov b'mayim u'mekanchom b'mapo, he's wiping his hands. Afulim o'yu amayim tzmuchim arba al Yodov al dekinuch o'yut b'cho ha'mapo, filo ochi l'shayr shriyosu y'kibusam. It doesn't make a difference that the towel gets wet. Why? Because it's derech lichluch, so we don't say shriyosu m'zeu kibusam. The derech lichluch, v'yesh machmirim o'y, shim o'yu amayim merubim afilu k'shu derech lichluch amrin shriyosu y'kibusam. We'll see, this is Seif Yud. Weil kein selber schnoit der Jodov reit zu der Nagme mit Mapo, ihr roel in der Jodov shake your hands, als ihr schon allem rak mit Mein. Und als Mutter und Atta ne vor der Vorsa Seif. So wir haben machleges an Shriosom zeu kibusam. The first sheet holds only when the beggar is dirty is the Isu Shriosom zeu kibusam. And the second sheet holds even if the beggar is not dirty. Then the Mishnah brings down the what says in the Seif Yud and Shchonoruch that derech lichluch is mutar, is no isur of shriya ayinu kibusam derech lichluch. But we'll see in the Birur Halacha that he's mistapik. If it's only in a beged noki, that the second shita was machmir that shriyosam zeu kibusam, he's machmir, but even so, if it's derech lichluch it's mutar. But if in the first shita that shriyosam in beged noki is mutar, and the isur is only in derech lichluch, what a only when the beggar has a lichluch on him, not that it's dirty, mean not that it's black from wearing, it has a lichluch on it, then it's also, what a be if the shriyosam is derech lichluch? He's wiping his hands on a dirty clothes. If then also it's mutar or not, the Birur Halacha brings down a primigodim that answers, and he's mepatpik in it, and then the smag really says that it's mutar. We'll see it in the hemshach. So the Shulchan Aruch, we'll start now the Shulchan Aruch inside. Seif Tes. Mutol liten mayim al gabi minol. You're allowed to put water on a shoe. L'shachichoy to soak him in water. We said again, only if it's not sewed with leather. I mean with wool or linen. So it's no isu shri. Aval lechapsei da'ayinu shemeshafsef. Tzide zeh zeh. Also. But kibus is also an oil. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif kotn mem. L'shachichoy. L'shachichoy. Chotzolem ha'kshiyah shel aminu le'ezeh dover lichluch. Noisel of Maim at Sheikh Leach Lichluch, with the Nikra Shikshuch. You allowed to. Shemeshav Shekederach Mechapsim. The Inim Miloshin Zemashma, the Stam Kibus Bemilol, Filo Isur Aleke. Stam to rub the shoes with water to take off the dirt is no Isur. Only Tzar al Gabitzat, Va'aymu Biur Aloche, Shebiyamu de Mashma Midas Harbe Poiskim. The Isur Eike, Afilo Bekibus Be'alme, maybe only Isur Rabbonot, but it's the Isur. Ve'in Mutarak Beshikshuch Bilvat. אך בקליאץ לכול העלמאים בשוך שש קיבוס, והאם שקסלנו לגמי בסיף קוט נון א', אוסו וחיוב אינם העיקה, ואני מצל על גבי צד, ובקיבוס שייך אף באוירה. So the first aloha we learn is no איסור שריוסם זהו קיבוסם באויר. This is the first aloha. The place can bring down an interesting aloha. If you have plastic tablecloths, nylon or plastic, is a chash isur kibus, we said it's a isur to rub. Velochen, ein liten al maim on a tablecloth, velishavshav amenaslen akoiso, שלום זמן שמיר שבת כי חוסה פרק תסבו באורך חוף ד' ודס אגרי של יאשי ונוח שבת פרק י' ג' הלוך ד' This was the Maisa Yipaskin. So, the Maisa, the Katkhila, has to be Machmir, and he brings down the Chayladin Bekise, a chair, a mitzupa, benailan, mechayim, ramechun, a sky, on the floor, if it's mitzupa with tapets, then you can see his bottle to the floor. Another aloche, the poiskim had a big shadow, b'shum azam, reb nisim, v'matir, and here, reb Eliashi, was a shtikim, v'machmir, a pacifier, what some people call a dummy, that the baby suck, or the bottle, the top of the bottle, you're allowed to rinse it and rub it to soak it. Avada, you're allowed to. Avada, to rub it, you're allowed to. Shem Zaman says you're allowed to. You're not mechaven to clean it, only to take the dirt and tap. Even so that in the tablecloth, he said that it's usul. Not so sure. Not so sure what is the difference. Rav Nissim says because it's a keli. But Masha'enken, by tablecloth is not a keli. Rabbi Yashi really asks. On a tablecloth, the Shmir Shabbos brings down, if you have a dry dirt on a tablecloth and you scrub it off, you're allowed to, and even that in a beged, you're not allowed to scrub off, here you're allowed to scrub off. Now, to clean glasses, avada, you're allowed to clean the glasses. It's hard, it's like a table, it's like a chair, it's like a keli. What would be lenses? If you have eye lenses, so if it's hard ones, you're allowed to soak it in water. It's hard. It's not called oir. It's like a piece of glass. And you're allowed to clean it, to rub it. Not very strong, but you're allowed to rub it. Soft eye lenses. Soft eye lenses. So it's a big shaila. In the Orchei Shabbos, he paskins, you're not allowed to soak them. If you have special chemicals that are made for cleaning it, it's also. But to soak it in water that is not made with special chemicals, just it makes it not to dry, and that he brings down a shayla and his netir that is mutar. And I want to explain. He says like this: soft eye lenses, he wants to tie in, there may be a beged, maybe a oil. Even if it's a beged and even if it's all to rub it, avada, it's also. We said even in the oir, you're not allowed to rub it to clean it. So he says that it's also. To soak it in water, if it's made with chemicals that are made to clean, he wants to say that even in oir, it's also to make a shriya, because it's oimed to clean it, and it's considered ki'ilu, you're rubbing it and you're taking out the dirt. This is his netiyah b'shem of Nisim Karelet. B'meila, he says, in soft eye lenses, you're not allowed to soak it with these chemicals. What about to soak it in water? It doesn't dry. So if it's a oir, you're allowed to soak it. If it's a beged, you're not allowed to soak it. Most netiyahs that he wants to say it's like a oir, b'meila, you're allowed to soak it. You're allowed to soak it in water. He has a tzad, maybe it's a beged, and then you're not be allowed to. So he wants to be makel. Because even if we're looking at it like a beged, if it's clean anyways, so there's no issue. If you most shittas, we are machmir, we'll see. But the ikar shita is that it's muto beged noki, is no issue shriya. Avada, you can't be same on it. But we have a tziuf, maybe it's oil. Also, maybe it's no melaben, only when dirt to clean. But here it's not really dirty. Just if not, with the time it gets dirty, the bacteria and all different germs grow on it. So the mele, all of these tzirufim, he wants to say that it's muto. He says, Rabbi Yashi says to clean it before Shabbos, so then really it's not really so dirty in Shabbos, so it has the getter of beged noki. Some say, you're allowed to do it with Shabbos, because the suffix maybe it's oil. The Shmir Shabbos says that it's not even oil. He wants to say, avada, you're allowed to even rub it. Lemaisa, I don't know the Metzius so close. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch and the Hemshech. I will beged, if it's not an oil, it's a beged. It has dirt. Also, he's not allowed to even to sink it in water, to soak it in water. When you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma. Aval beged, she yeshel of lichluch, has dirt. also rafulu leshach. You're not allowed to sink it. You're not allowed to soak it in water. It's mashma. Only if the beged is meluchlach. But if it's naki, he doesn't know shriyosam zeu kibusam. The bir halacha is marich to mechiyach that shitas haShulchan Aruch that even by a beged naki is isu shriya. The haynu, you're not allowed to soak it in water. Why he says beged meluchlach? Because if not, mechateisa, a person will do it, but it's also even if the beged is naki. Not like the ramah that is matir. עושית משלבו אינצייד, ליכלוך אפילו רויק בעל מלשח שחוי, לשח שחוי, פירו שעושו דלב מים כלל ואפילו מועטים. זהו כיבוסוי, רוצה לימר, בגד שריוסוי, זהו כיבוסוי. תסוקים על וודר, ואבי בכלל מלבן וחייף. מה שאין כן במינול. אף דשאר בכיבוס, מכל מוקרים שריוסוי, אין זה כיבוסוי, אין להם כן מחבס ממש, he robs it, even not צד על גבי צד. וכנל, אין דרמו אז ממשיך, הוא בגד שיש עליו ליכלוך. Sorry, ubeged she'ein olav lichluch. Musar liten olav mayim mu'atim. This is the second shita that is no isu shriyos izeu kibusa if the beged is naki. But the leim rubim shema yischoit. The mishne bura liten olav mayim the shriya layav kibus elok sheyesh olav lichluch. Ubekol makoyim osur b'merubim mishum chashash the shema yischoit. V'da'ir mishumus as a big chidush. Even though we said that in beged naki is no isu shriyos izeu kibusa. אם מכוון בנסינס המים לחבסוי, אפילו ממים מועטים עושו, כן מוכר בעדיה בספר התרומה וכן משהו בסמה, רוצות ששכן כוסו בליורה באפיס. כבונת תקלינת, את עושו. ולא עם מרובים, ואם הוא דובר שאין מגביל על מימו, הוא מניח לי כמה זמן עם מים, לגזרין השם יזכות בזה, כמו שכוסו בסימן שינה. ויש אוי עשרים בכל זה, the second sheet that holds, that even in the beged נוקי, שריוסוי, זהו כיבוסוי. ויש עשרים סבירו את המדה אמרינם שריוסם זהו כיבוסוי אפילו בבגד שאין עליו לכלוך. ולא כן אפילו במועות עם עשרו משום כיבוס. ומכל מקום אם משנבור אז ממשיך, אם נסין הסמיים על הבגד ודרך לכלוך, like he wipes his hands or dirty water on the floor, שורי, כמו שקוסו בסעיף יוד בהגוי. ויש לוחוש לדעזור לאחרו בשל תירה. That even that the עיקר הלוח is that בגד נוקי is דור שריוסם זהו כביסוסוי. But בכל מקום משלחנו בשלטייך that even בבגד נוקי שריוסי זהו כביסוסו. Now, the משבור עושה בדרך ליכלוך הזמותה. Here the bir aloha has a suffix. The first sheet holds in בגד נוקי is no שריוסי זהו כביסוסו. Only in a בגד מלוכלוך. But in a בגד מלוכלוך and you rinse it דרך ליכלוך is מותר עושה. לפי the second sheet is שריוסי זהו כיבוסו even בבגד נוקי. But בדרך ליכלוך wiping your hands it's מותר. שריוסי זהו כיבוסו. For the first sheet, it's only awesome when the beged is dirty. The bir halacha is mesupek, what is the din? If he does it derech lichluch, and the beged is meluchluch. If it's mutar also, he brings down the primigodi masters, he's netir that is mutar, he's mepakpek in it. I want just to bring down, we learned this halacha, maybe two halachas on a negea lemaise. A person, what they do today, they have the sinks. Some people, especially in Pesach, they put like a piece of material on top of the sink that when the water comes down, it will be clean. It doesn't want the water to be with chametz. In America, they had bugs. They put some piece of material. I'll read a halacha from Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, halacha Lamed Hei. Hakosher pisas bal al gabi beres. A person ties on the sink and the tap a piece of material. You're allowed to open it again b'Shabbos b'Yontef. Why? The Mokras Giboit and Bir Aloche and Simen Shin Yutes, Sif Yud, the Bramaschil Mishum, he brings at the Shabbos in the tour that you're allowed to pour water, clean water in the Meshameres and Shabbos and a sifter, and it's not called Shriyos Izeo Kibusoi. She'en Osi Lechibus, and it's not Nechavent to it. Here's even better. Lemaisa wants the dirt to get stuck in it. Lemaisa it's muta. And as Eli Bir Aloche, the Yitzmashma, he's masking with it. It's kedai to me'ay in the Sharatzion, Shin Yutes, Sif Got Nun Beis. Another shaila they have, a person opens the sink, and in the sink is a piece of material, a cloth, that you clean clothes. What if you're allowed to open the sink or not? Lemaisa. It's not makbid al meimov, there's no problem of schita, but the shayla is shriyos is zeu kibusoi. So the Orcha Shabbos is mitzade that it's derech lichluch. The water inside the sink normally is very dirty, so it's called derech lichluch. But the shayla, if we have to be choishesh, that the second shita holds that when the beggar is meluchloch, the chlichluch is no heter. And a lot of times this beggar is meluchloch. You have to know the metzias. His netiyah is to be matir b'chai gavne. Then it's Hashem, it's if yud, we'll see more protim negeah to this halacha.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.